From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. Tax season has become a learning process for many MU students, and the free volunteer income tax assistance program is helping first-time flyers and future tax consultants. The University of Missouri Extension has provided free volunteer income tax assistance for students and families making less than $60,000 a year as part of a personal finance course. The tax returns are prepared by IRS-certified Mizzou students like Andrew Porter. Porter says the service is not only beneficial to people receiving help, but also to those giving it.
When you get hands-on experience, it just overall, you just pick everything up quicker, and I think I have a better understanding of taxes than I would if I was just talking about it in class.
Free tax assistance is available until 7 p.m. today and also Saturday, April 15th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the MU office for financial success. Uber and Lyft are set to expand in the state after the Missouri House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill today which would craft statewide regulations for app-based rideshare companies to operate anywhere in the state. The rules would require each company to pay a licensing fee and set up separate contracts with airports. Individual drivers would have to have liability insurance and submit to background checks, but would not be required to obtain a chauffeur's license. Ride-hailing companies currently operate only in St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia. Governor Eric Greitens is expected to sign the bill, which he sees as a job creator for the state. The St. Louis Zoo may soon be funded by sales tax from St. Louis and surrounding counties after the Missouri Senate gave initial approval today to a bill creating new rules for sales tax increases. The bill now needs one more vote before it goes to the House. Senator Gina Walsh, the sponsor of the bill, said it would allow the zoo to raise money in order to remain a largely free attraction. The bill would allow St. Louis and surrounding counties to raise taxes by up to 0.8% to fund the zoo. It also caps the total sales tax at 1% for the counties and 2% in the city, and allows the zoo to charge admission for newly built facilities from visitors who are not from St. Louis City or county. One of the first cases Neil Gorsuch will hear as a Supreme Court justice will involve Columbia's Trinity Lutheran Church and its preschool, Good Shepherd Lutheran. The school ranked fifth out of 44 nonprofits who applied to be part of a program to resurface its playground with recycled tire scraps, but it was not selected as one of the 14 programs to receive a grant. Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri, Jeffrey Mittman, says the case is about assuring citizens that the government does not favor one religion over another.
It's about settled constitutional law that protects individuals' right to practice their religion free from government interference and ensures that taxpayers are not forced to support any specific religion or religion over non-religion.
The Supreme Court will begin hearing arguments next Wednesday. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.